226 times, and nobody's tired of this yet.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show.
Show.
It's a show about things that beer geeks are into. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
I'm Matt.
Wow, man. Thanks for joining us. Later on, we're going to talk about beer releases. You know, new beer releases, all the freshies.
Yeah, baby.
The listeners are going to call us and give us stuff to talk about. The best. Some say the best segment. Some say the worst. You listen and you decide. And we're also going to talk about the beers, what happened last week in beer culture, as far as we could tell, and our drinking habits. And we're also going to drink plenty of beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
listen to us get wasted.
We gotta get wasted, man.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. See if you could tell the point.
Was that? If you guessed, that's a 16-ounce can. Your ears are trained well. Beer ears.
Beers.
Beers. That's a live pour. That's not a sound effect. I know we have a board, but of sorts, but that's real. That's real pour sounds.
It's more for fart noises than it is.
With real glug glug effect.
We had quite the beer for our tailgating, by the way, before we started the show.
Mm-hmm.
Trivana from Virgin Beer in San Diego, Greg from SC Beer Doc. We usually don't do that high level, but we have so many good beers in there. Sometimes we have to drink high level beers for tailgating.
It's just normal now.
And then there was a Stone Tangerine IPA from Target.
Hey. Yes, Target beers.
Target beer.
No wonder I feel so much better.
Did the dog help you pick that one out?
Yeah.
Spot or whatever his name is.
Spot.
Oh yeah, the Spot. The
Spot Target the dog. Loony.
So we got Wild Stallions from Alvarado Street. Bodacious IPA.
Bodacious?
Alvarado and Amplify Brewing collab.
This is as good as I wanted
it. Did you guys see the percentage?
Negative.
I did not.
Okay. It's Bodacious IPA.
Does that mean single or double?
I don't know. I think it's just their cool copywriting.
I'm going to say 7 flat.
7 flat.
Mm-hmm. It's sweet. It's low carb. 5.4.
Wow. 7.5.
Damn it.
Matt wins as per normal.
Yeah, so Mr. Cruz, or Mike Cruz from Tioga Square Brewing Company, he happened to be going down to L.A., and he was actually going to Alvarado because they were doing a beer release that they collabed with Santanderius.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's why he was there. And I was like, while you're there, if you could just get me one can, I'll pay you back whatever I need to, whatever I have to do.
If I got to work an hour or more.
Yeah. So he brought me back a freaking Wild Stallions.
Freaking Wild Stallions.
And it's lived up. I mean, I've been staring at this in my fridge for like 5 days, 4 days now.
Oh, it's that old?
Yeah.
Never mind. You should have just drank it.
And I wanted to, but I was like,
I was going to say this is at least 4 days old. I could taste it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can taste the 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit older than that, but
the flavor crystals are starting to.
The tannins.
But
this is excellent beer.
This is as good as I wanted it to be.
Be good excellent job. To each other.
Righteous.
I don't believe that was one of their taglines. Sir.
Oh, no, they said it.
Yeah.
It was in the deleted scene. All the nerds know that.
Bonus features.
Yep. Yeah. All the Bill and Ted nerds know that one.
I see.
But you're not a nerd, so you don't get to know.
Check. Check mark.
Nice check off the list.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Untapped will get this one.
And this is nice because my friend Aaron, who lives in Aptos, which is a little south of Santa Cruz, which is not far from Alvarado.
No, you're just bragging.
He usually gets whatever the release is that weekend, and he had sent me a picture like a la 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 la. You'll never get this. Well, no, I'm having it.
Huh? It came to me, bro.
Think of that, bro.
I think everything of this.
It's good beer. All right, guys. Culture of craft beer. What's been going on there, Matt?
You guys know what week it is?
Thanksgiving coming week?
Nope. Guess again?
Thanksgiving Eve week.
Oh, Thanksgiving Eve week. Oh, man.
Let's see.
Hope you brought all your Thanksgiving gifts.
What do you get for Thanksgiving?
Pies.
Ah, yes.
That's all you want. You're just going to sit on the sofa on your week off in your underwear eating a pie.
No. Yeah, but that's normal. That's not Thanksgiving week. That's average Tuesday.
And is it a Portlandia season premiere?
Oh. That sounds good. The finale season.
I mean, were you guys asking me that question?
Yes, that was a question.
Oh,
he's giving you a legitimate guess.
No, it's November 13th through 19th, or third week of November, is known as Yeti Awareness Week.
Damn it.
Ice chest Yeti?
No.
Oh, I'm not interested. But I started getting interested.
From Great Divide.
Jack and the Sasquatch. Oh.
So. A beast that has been known to roam the world since 365 BC. They are trying to keep awareness up that they exist, and sometimes you can see it lurking behind the tanks of the brewery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, so Great Divide's got their own.
Do they have a... They should have... If they don't already, they need to have like some sort of mock spot where their Yeti can walk up to the brewery and get beer. Without bothering anybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, like a Disneyland style, like a little booth where you could, you're like, oh, when he comes out from the woods, this is where he comes and drinks his beer from Great Divide. If you watch real close, he might show up.
Yes. And then the red eyes light up and he goes, roar!
Yeah, he's hiding out in the Matterhorn. I saw him twice while I was in Disneyland.
Oh. Did you know 1 in 6 Yetis don't live to see their 46th birthday?
Ooh. 46?
That's depressing. Yeah. Thanks for depressing us.
Those who do live beyond that ripe old age will spend the rest of their birthdays in loneliness and solitude.
Great, more depression. Now, like this Yeti. Now I'm worried about Yetis. Happy.
Is Sarah McLachlan going to start playing?
The sight of a Yeti.
Is that
so ignored? He's too weak to cry. And Yetis, so dehydrated from lack of believers.
I wasn't going to cry.
Here's a stick for you to play with, since you don't have any friends.
Wait, is she talking about me or the Yeti?
I couldn't get used to this any more than you could, but we can change it together. Your pledge to believe will help save the lives of many Yetis. Can you think of a better reason to call the Adopt Yeti Foundation today?
Oh, now I'm upbeat. Things are turning around for those old Yetis.
Open it up! Look at that.
He's so happy!
Putting the photo in the fridge. They're cutting the ribbon.
Is he drinking
We're
yet?
We're here at the Adopt Yeti Foundation headquarters for the National Yeti Awareness Telethon. Your pledge of just 7 positive Yeti thoughts a month, you can help us
Come
save
on, Great
the
Divide.
Lives of many
Close
many
out the
Yetis.
Bit.
Our operators are standing by.
1-800-ADOPT-A-YETI.
Aw. Oh, shit. Call it. Call it. See what happens.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, man.
Maybe you could get the studio phone going.
Studio phone.
But yeah, they just want to bring awareness, and they have some festivities to celebrate. And maybe in my looking out for, I might have a way to participate.
Whoa.
Or the way I would participate.
Whoa. Stick around.
Yeah.
Hour two. Teaser. You'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Hour two.
If Matt remembers.
Yeah.
We're not done yet?
No. No, man. We haven't even settled in yet.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see here. Another little... let's see. What could I tell... What if I told you the next time that you go to Red Robin...
I'm interested.
Just past first quarter of next year, and you're reading the beer list, and it has the calorie count and everything on there.
I'm going to try and ignore it.
So FDA is pushing that first quarter next year, if your beer is listed on a menu, that you have the calorie count available for it. It'll have the nutritional facts, I should say. And they have some stipulations. They say that if the item is not on the menu for more than 60 days, if it's not on the menu at all, you don't have to do the calorie count for it.
Hmm.
But if it is longer 60 days, then you have to put the breakdown. Things like posters, table tents, and like window stickers, those are excluded from a menu, quote unquote. But, and so it's brought some uproar. They say people deserve to know what they're ingesting, which is true, but they're also saying that it's a way to screw over smaller breweries, saying that smaller breweries don't have the funding to have their beers lab tested to know these nutritional facts. And, and some reasoning that they said is, you can kind of guess. With Beer Advocate, I guess they released some style guidelines where you could look at your recipes and add them into some pre-calculated formats. They have 40 different beer styles that they've already categorized. And they're saying if you know what you brewed with and you use our algorithm, you can kind of get it pretty close. And I'm guessing FDA will accept that, even though they prefer lab-tested beers to find this stuff out. So... it could be screwing people over by forcing them to have beer tested, or saying that only it's pay to play. If you can afford to have the nutritional facts of your beer, you can afford to be in these chain restaurants that have permanent handles.
Interesting.
So it's
beyond Red Robin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll be any restaurant that has a menu with beer on menu.
Mm-hmm.
California or United States?
I believe it's at least California, but with FDA, it's probably they're pushing for everything.
Mm.
But
I see a lot of rotating tap series.
And so that was a speculation that was brought up, is what if places start doing, you have 50 days in my restaurant with this one beer and you're done,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't get a semi-permanent or a long-term handle in these places because they'll rotate you out or they won't advertise you. You know, what's better? So I don't know your guys' thoughts on that, or if you have anything. Maybe you want to know what you're drinking, and or maybe you feel it won't affect anything.
I ask, is this where you want to be represented as a craft brewer? Do you mm-hmm. want to be in an Applebee's or Chili's or mm-hmm. Tchotchkes?
I want them in there. Cause I have a kid, so we don't go to Applebee's, but we go to Red Robin and we go to Chili's
mm-hmm.
because the kid loves going there, and it's acceptable for us as adults. It's like, all right, it's fine.
Yeah. But you also seem to manage to make it to Eureka and Yard right. House.
Yeah.
But like those places will have it too.
Whoa, even those places.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, same thing.
Now I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Now I've become interested.
So that's a thing. Yard House. Chili's, they'll be like, what beer do you want? And then they drop off the binder mm-hmm. of 130 beers that have nutritional facts now.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, yeah, I know that Red Robin, you can, they're in the back, use like, or there's a permanent one sitting at the table that's got the calories, and it may not be with the menu, or it may not. And it's basically like probably pretty much nobody looks because you don't want to know.
Right.
But I, once in a while, I do use it. I will use it sometimes. And you'll be surprised that pizza won't be as bad as you think in comparison to other dishes. You're just like, oh, pizza's probably the worst thing on the menu, but it's not. Like, there's things.
There's probably more sneaky sodium in that hamburger you're thinking about.
Yeah, there's some sneaky stuff hamburgers in there. Well, even the salad, well, the calorie count, if you get the wrong salad, it'll be just as much as getting a burger and fry.
Or, if it's like Chipotle, it's the quantity that you're eating that gets you, not necessarily what's in it.
Right. I mean, come on. Yeah.
So, thank you. If you wondered...
Everyone's waiting, like, so, when are they going to put the tangent with
you? It's been long. It's been, what is it, two items? More than two items in the tangent?
I just love FDA's quote. They have some verbiage. And beer that is served on tap and is not listed on your menu or menu board, these beers are considered food on display. Foods on display. That's why you don't have to have nutritional facts. Because it's not advertised on your menu.
New podcast about calories in restaurants. Food on display.
Food on display is what they call
Coming from Dorktown Network.
And they say typically in settings like this, it's delivered on draft by a bartender.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Is Tayo going to have to start listing your calories?
That's what I mean, imagine if we want permanent handles in some restaurants, we'll have to do it for our core beers.
How many calories is General Sherman?
That's, you know, I'm not sure.
Is that proprietary information? Proprietary?
What's that word you're saying?
Proprietary.
I'm sorry.
They can't reveal it.
But see, they primarily talk about chain restaurants in here. They don't really say like, oh, if you're a brew pub and you know, what you have, whatever... That's where it's a little, convenience stores.
I just always assume beer is just 300 calories.
Oh, okay.
Just in my head. I don't know how high or low that estimate is, but I'm just like, this is 300 calories.
Okay.
Michelob Ultra is 90.
With rereading.
That's right. I used to drink that.
Wow.
All the time.
Restaurants, grocery outlets.
Reggie, get fucked up on Ultras.
Restaurants, grocery outlets, and convenience stores.
Oh, yeah. We have enough of them. Sorry. I'm
trying to talk here.
Sorry, bro.
Restaurants, grocery outlets, and convenience stores with more than 20 locations will disclose.
Oh, so Tago's got to keep it under 20.
Yeah.
Well, no.
So
keep it under 20.
The chain has to have under 20, not Tioga.
But technically.
Right? So Eureka Burger would qualify.
Oh. Rika Burger, I was like, it was only like five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Yard House is out.
Yard House.
Red Robin's definitely out. There's like 20 down Shaw.
Hey.
But that means like, I wonder about Moroa Shell, because technically that's like the fast and easy chain, and there's like 30 of those.
Right. So they're out. Can you imagine the list of calories in their beer fridge?
Let me get the list for you real quick. But they don't have a menu. If they had a menu, that'd be different. So I guess that's how they would be exempt from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing they're talking about places that would have, like a convenience store that would have craft beer on draft on a menu.
A menu.
So see, it's...
I want them to be on the roll-down maps like we used to have in grade school.
That sounds like... It sounds legit. That's the way it should be done.
So, I mean, yeah. So that's news. That's beer things that are happening.
That's actual news.
Nick.
That's not just whining about something.
Nick.
As always, I'm right on top of my, news game. So, as you IPA drinkers say, it's officially stout season.
Mm. Yeah. It's only one season.
Uh-huh.
Only once a time of year.
Yep.
That's it.
It's from February to December.
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year, I start looking for my favorite Russian Imperial Stouts, because that is usually when they're put out. It's November, December-ish. Maybe September, if they're lucky. If it's a seasonal. That's why Old Rasputin's awesome. It's a full-time beer.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Is it full-time or is it awesome?
Yeah, both.
Yes.
Is it? Yes.
So, I just now realized, in the wave of cutbacks, Stone has decided to discontinue their Imperial Russian Stout, as they call it.
Not
Russian Imperial Stout, but Imperial Russian Stout.
Mm-hmm.
IRS.
IRS. And so this makes me kind of sad. I mean, that was a really good beer, but I guess why I'm sad is that's one less non-barrel-aged or non-coffeed Imperial Russian Stout. I've started to notice there's very few straight-ahead. I mean, not that Russian Imperial Stouts are straight-ahead.
Like, Old Rasputin.
Yeah, Old Raspy. Okay, name another.
Oh, Old Raspy.
Somebody play, please name another. Non-barrel-aged, non-coffeed. Non-barrel-aged.
Narwhal.
Yes, good job.
That's what I was saying. Narwhal.
Narwhal.
What's the not Victory at Sea? The other one, Big Eye. Not Big Eye. That's an IPA.
Boo.
They had a Imperial Stout.
That Draconic.
Draconic is a porter.
Oh, damn it!
That's true.
Thought I had
Beer Wall.
Oh no. Draconic is a stout.
No, we've got it in the fridge. I can. Oh. Hey. But once I take it out of the fridge, it has to be drank. Midnight Lightning? Midnight Lightning from Tioga Sequoia? Right. Oh,
what's the beach? Doesn't Beachwood have one?
The one with the stout. System of a Stout.
System of a Stout. There you go.
There. System of Stout, bro.
Speedway Stout is with coffee. So that one wouldn't qualify.
Boo.
What about Yeti? Straight up Yeti is not coffee. They have a version.
Right.
So there's a few, but it's a small group.
It's very small.
Yeah.
And in Fresno, we don't get a whole lot.
No.
We don't get Yeti. Beachwood. We do have him. Midnight Lightning is not a coffee. It's just Imperial Stout.
Imperial Stout.
Is it a Russian Imperial Stout?
Now, what makes it
probably
Russian?
Get somebody to call it that.
What makes it Russian?
Do you have to?
It has to be brewed in the style that was allegedly sent to the Tsar of Russia to impress them.
This style impress, no?
And it's usually dry-ish.
It's drier than a regular.
With either roasted malt and or chocolate and roasted malt flavors.
Oh. That's the
And
Russian
it's usually
style.
Between 8 and 12%.
Ooh. Mm. That makes it the Russian.
That makes it the Russian.
I like these style guidelines.
Another new podcast from Dorktown Network. Style guidelines.
Style guidelines. Everything from jeans to beer.
Yep.
Skip the jeans.
Nay. More?
So that's my rant for the week. Needs more Russian Imperial Stouts.
More Russian Imperial Stouts. Yeah, I think there Narwhal's should be more cool. Hoppy Kolsch's.
Oh, do you?
Hoppy Kolsch. I'm hoping.
You're just saying that because that's the only way you drink it.
Hoppy Kolsch.
Hoppy Kolsch.
Make it hoppy. I'm hoping, you know, Pine and Palm or maybe Zach's. Do we have a taproom update, Nick? Zach's Brewing, downtown Fresno, California. We're all waiting breathlessly for an opening.
Yes. All of us are.
Yeah. I'm guessing the Zacks are a little bit more intense about it opening than I am.
Maybe a tiny
I'm just
bit.
Sitting there going, hey, we're in some beer. We're going to walk in and get beer. We're like, ah, this is kind of our fucking life, asshole. We're over trying to get it open, okay?
Why don't you hurry up?
Try to hurry up, okay?
Why don't you hurry up?
Why don't they just open already? I know I'm going to be later this week. I'm going to be a good neighbor and help unload some stuff from a truck for him.
Ooh.
Because we got one of those forklifts.
That's not going to be on the clock, Tioga clock. Because I'm going to have a problem with that.
I'm on salary. I don't really know what I'm on.
Salary, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But then you also have to work whenever they want. It's the back and forth, the mm-hmm. give and the take. Well, I'm still excited for the one day when we have a new brewery open up in Fresno.
Yes.
That we've been promised for like 2 years. Oh, look at this. Ale Trail is going to come, guys. Sweet. Fresno is going to have more breweries. 2 years later, still the same amount of breweries. Wow. I mean, really, we haven't had something. I mean, full circle changing over is
that counts as a new brewery.
That's the newest thing that's happened to Fresno, brewery wise. Still, it's like, what the frig, man? We were 5 years behind, and now we're like 7 or 8 years behind.
We're behinder.
Yeah,
more behinder.
We're more behind now. Jeez.
Speaking of behind.
Behind.
We're
there
behind
you go.
On beers.
There's a beer to open up right there. You may or may not enjoy the style.
So also looking at Stone's calendar, it seems they've...
I love gold!
Oh, do you? It seems they've ditched most of their dark beers.
Ooh.
It looks like Stone's forging ahead on the IPA trail.
IPAs and sours now. They're getting the sour. Was talked about on the Perfect Pour recently.
They've taken away their Russian Imperial Stout, their barley wine, their smoked porter
with
vanilla bean.
Mm.
They're an Arrogant Bastard's its own thing now, right?
I guess. I don't understand that whole thing. Ooh.
Wow.
We are having a Captain Fatty's Calypso.
This has gone bad.
It is a cucumber sour. This was donated to the show by somebody. We didn't manage to write down this one. Who was this? I'm gonna say our Colorado reps, maybe? What brewery? Look, and
it's cucumber. It's sour.
It's from California. Captain Fatty's is in Goleta, California.
Did Chew send
what
that?
What the hell is Goleta? Oh, maybe it was Chew? Chew? Did you send this, Chew? Or maybe it was Greg?
Hey, I sent you guys that beer.
Goleta! From Goleta. I have never heard of Goleta. And I
it's probably
consider
a
myself
of LA.
A California geography snob.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it is what it says it is. Mm-hmm. It is a cucumber sour. It's fine. Hey, I like it when a beer says, I'm a cucumber sour, and you taste it, and you're like, yep, there is cucumber, and it is sour. Good job, Captain Fatty's.
So Draconic is listed as an American Imperial Stout.
Mm.
Is that the same thing?
That's what I said. I nailed it, bro.
Nailed it. It is Anchor Christmas Ale season.
Oh boy.
Will you?
Oh no.
Is there?
Now it's buyout beer.
Is it? So will you be supporting this? Does Anchor have a beer left that you will buy?
They will be situational. Anchor has become a situational brewery for me now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it unless I'm backed into a corner and I have no other alternative but to buy it. It's not as bad as, say, Ballast Point or some AB InBev brewery, for sure. But I'm not going to seek it out anymore.
Not looking out
for it. So I won't be buying that Christmas ale this year. Maybe first time, maybe? No big, oversized bottle, novelty bottle buy.
With a different tree every year.
No, those days are gone. They don't need my help anymore. As always, so by a brewery, they no longer need my help. I'm moving on. I'm staying within my indie guys.
Indie guys.
So, won't be buying Anchor this year. Sad.
Very sad.
All right. No, nobody else cares.
I'll probably buy one.
Oh,
I forgot they were bought out.
Now I'm making you double take.
I'll probably still buy one. It's okay.
I'm not gonna miss it that much. It's okay. It's not that hard for me. But I did usually buy one every year, though, especially to event spring. It's a good event bringing beer.
Yes. That's why I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
There might be an event coming up.
I might have an event. I might be invited to something.
Are you alluding to something?
Possibly. If I survive.
Are you looking out for an event?
If I survive Mexico, there will be an event.
Oh. Mexico in December. Oh, you get to look, see if you can find craft beer or wherever. Where are you going in Mexico?
The place next to Texas.
What, New Mexico?
Yes, New Mexico.
Oh, I thought you said you're Mexico.
No, I'm going to Old Mexico.
Oh, okay.
What, Cancun?
Cancun.
Is that the site? Is that the Gulf of the Caribbean Sea? Yeah.
So anybody that knows some craft beer around Cancun, give Nick a heads up.
Yeah.
So he can see, search it out. Go deep into Mexico.
Need them stouts. No, that's not a good idea.
Hola, amigo.
Los Gringo, a cerveza independento.
Ah, beer geek.
Okay. Or are you good, Nick? Are you got more stuff?
No, that was good.
Okay. So Garrett Oliver, if you know Garrett Oliver from Brooklyn Brewery, the owner. Creator of Brooklyn Brewery.
Wait, we hate him because he sued Tech Ops, right?
We don't hate him, but you know, that was BS, bro. He had a seasonal small release beer that was the same name as our local brewery here, and he sued our local brewery to cease and desist using the name. Well, he thinks hazy beer, New England style beer, is a fad, and it's only popular because of Instagram. Yes. And it's a fad beer, fad style. And I say it is not a fad style. I don't think that's cold.
It's not cold enough yet.
Is it?
It's probably not.
Okay. Something from the canning district.
Top shelf, bright colors.
Oh, wait. The fridge mic. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Now we hear you, bro.
Hello, everybody.
Top shelf.
Let's see if he can hear if he's in the can.
Bright colors. Starts with an A.
This one that really says bright.
Oh, it's not that one.
Now he's got to go back. Fridge mic going back on.
Brewery name starts with an A.
Asshole.
Yeah, Asshole Brewing.
Asshole Brewing.
Hey, Asshole.
Ave Jammer.
Ave Jammer, that sounds about right.
80 Topper.
Ooh, we need to get through that beer.
Treehouse After Ego.
No.
After Ego?
Isn't that Alter Ego?
After.
Alva.
That's one hell of an L.
Alvin.
Alvin.
Alvin!
Athena.
Alvin Auto Brewing.
There's no Alvarado in
yes,
here.
Yes, there's a can on the top freaking shelf. Don't make me go over there.
Negative.
God damn it. Mikey, what did you do?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm precedented. Two people are going over the fridge. Now I'm all alone. I don't know what to do now.
Is this it right here?
I'm hyperventilating.
Sure, no, it's modern.
Where the hell did he put it?
I'm telling you, there's no...
Oh, here it is.
Oh, it is a wave jammer.
Wow, look at that. It took two. How many Italians does it take to get one beer?
Hey,
two.
It's not where I put it.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Whoa.
Three. The other two are in Siesta.
Jokes.
Another donation by Michael Cruz.
Logjammer.
Oh.
You guys ready for a logjammer?
Am I?
He was like, oh, my beer fridge in my office is getting too full. I was like, I'll help you.
I help.
Yeah. He's like, we never have time to open up and share beer. So he's like, here, get rid of this. And I was like, this will go to my podcast thing.
I have a time every week that I can do this. Yep. I have 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours every week where I make time.
So what's better than going to Millerton Lake with your family? Having a beer called Wave Jammer.
I love gold!
That's the sound of a 16-ounce can being open.
What would you guys do if I just drank out of this can right now?
I'd still want the beer.
What if I just took this for myself?
Well, after 5 winters of podcasting with you, I think he can say you'll probably won't do anything to
get all your germs. Get the germs out.
All right, from to left of your podcast style, the can goes around.
Did you guys notice my top pour?
Ooh. You got that top pour, huh? That's what you get that for going to the beer fridge.
I know the percentage.
Wave jammer, dipper. Oh, I didn't see ya. Got a cool jet ski on it, man. You ever been on a jet ski?
Hell yeah.
They're fun.
We used to
Bombardier.
I think we still
They're
have it.
Fun.
It's somewhere.
You have one?
It's still there.
It's rather ancient by now.
It's illegal.
Does it run?
No.
You can get it running. No. You work on engines. You can get it running.
It's a battery and some gasoline away from running. It's pristine. But it's a two-cycle, which is illegal in most lakes now.
What? Yeah. Why? Too fast?
Because it puts oil in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, you only got that Millerton Lake police shut you down.
Now you
got
to have a four-cycle.
How many cycles you got there, buddy? How many cycles do you want it to be? How many cycles does it take for this $20 to make you go away?
Here's a crisp $20 bill. Sir, you're in the lake and that dollar's dry. Where'd you keep that?
Don't you worry about it, buddy. This smells delicious.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to just turn that to the side.
I can't see.
Well, they had it on the front of the label. Then they have a giant one on the back side of the label. So.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Alvarado.
I'm going to say it's a double, right?
Mm-hmm. I think Alvarado listens to the show and they're trying to...
I think it's...
trying to jam us up.
I think it's 8.5.
8.5? Okay, you sure? Yep. Okay, you sure? All right. Brother?
I was going to say 8.5.
Are you sure you want to go as bold as Mikey did?
Uh-oh. I think he's trying to steer you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No steering.
Steering committee.
Or did Mikey go bold enough?
ABV steering committee. What'd you say, 8.5?
I did.
I'm going 10. I give it a 10.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
You both lose.
Damn.
8.1.
Oh, wow. Did not see that coming.
It's good beer.
It's a good beer.
This is really good.
Alvarado Street knows how to make a beer, and they know how to make a burger.
Gosh, they're doing good. They're just the best. They would only open up in Fresno. Yeah. I'd never have to go to the coast again.
It's the only thing they're not doing. It's opening in Fresno.
Yeah. That's it. They're doing all the other things.
Yeah.
So Garrett Oliver, guys,
yes.
I'm just saying, Garrett Oliver saying it's Hazy beer, foggy beer. By the way, it's hazy now. Just we don't need to say New England style. We don't need to say cloudy, foggy, hazy. Hazy IPA.
Wait, I thought we were going with the Fresno invented
foggy. Well, we'll say foggy regionally.
I prefer, if you're referring to Vermont Ale East,
yeah.
I prefer Northeast. Because but
it doesn't roll
West Coast
as,
Northeast has doesn't unfiltered roll as well. IPAs.
Huh, okay. But Northeast doesn't roll that well. Hazy just like, boom, any, hazy.
Any.
What about juicy?
Juicy. Yeah, but juicy can be a non-hazy beer, though.
Oh, I see.
Juicy could relate to fruit.
A fruit IPA, which we had
at
Tangerine Express.
Yeah, so purposefully hazed beers, I'm going to say nah. But if you make a beer and it calls to be unfiltered and or is naturally, like if you use the wheat malt like they do, or the heavy on the oats.
Yep.
Oats is the other one that makes it hazy.
Uh-huh.
If you're doing that, like a Windmere, like
yeah, a Hefeweizen. Yeah, it doesn't really care for them, you know what malts they use.
Yes, I'm learning what I don't like about them. And so when someone says, oh, we used a lot of oat in this beer, I'm going to say, nah.
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 Let me say a grain bill, bro.
Yep. Grain heads, man.
So now you're
grain heads.
You're figuring out of the hazy beers, you don't hot foggy beers, you don't like ones that use oats.
I don't
That's
know.
That's what you don't like about them.
I cannot distinguish between the heavy wheat and the heavy oated malts yet, but I know those are the two that make that weird mouthfeel that I don't like.
Mm.
They give it the extra...
These beers make me feel weird.
Yeah. They do.
So, Garrett Oliver's wrong. This is not a fad.
There's
it's
a difference.
It's going to be around. This is not black IPA.
Oh, no, it's a fad. 2018, they're out.
Nobody will be drinking them.
Here's the thing. If you're trying to build your empire on hazy IPAs, that's probably a bad decision.
No, that's a bad decision.
But
agreed.
If you're going to release one every quarter, every other month, you know, if you're just going to do some one-offs, you could probably make a lot of money off of it. But if you're just like, okay, this is it. We dialed in the recipe. This is what it's going to be. It's our flagship. It's going into BevMo, the whole nine. That's probably the worst, one of the worst business decisions to do.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise Sierra Nevada and Firestone and Stone, they would have a flagship Northeast IPA and they don't.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Good point.
I did. Yeah. I never thought about that. Like if I'm not seeing it in the grocery store, which you basically don't,
mm-hmm.
then it's not in it to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be forever style.
Mm-mm.
Except for the Alchemist, which would probably.
Right. But.
They were doing it before it was a fad, right?
My point is, it's going to be in within the craft beer world. It's going to stay. It's not going to go. Like in 2 years, you're not going to be like, what's hazy IPA? Oh yeah. I remember that. They're going to be available. They're not going to go away. I'm mm-hmm. not saying they're going to get bigger, much bigger than they've gotten at this point. But
when they get into hazy lagers, you know, they've gone too far.
Well, the reason why I don't mind them now is because people are not afraid to use hops into them. So typically when it was an East Coast versus West Coast, it was malt bomb versus hop bomb. And mm-hmm. so that's why I never really liked East Coast beers. So if the East Coast representation is a decently hopped Northeast, I'm okay with that. And then if I really want to go old school, I just go, I'll have some from Sierra Nevada. You know,
yeah.
Old school West Coast.
Right. Clear. Oh, look how clear it is.
Yeah.
Then forecast says clear outside.
There's some nights I'll go out. Now I'll stick to those clear filtered IPAs. Cause I'm like, I kind of just want a filtered IPA, you know, but I think that's a good representation of the East Coast. And we could forget about those other things that they consider IPAs.
Yeah, this is true. I don't think East Coast IPAs
mm-hmm.
are going to be popular. They're lucky they're lucky to figure out the hazy ones are popular. Because their regular ones are not cutting it. Sorry, guys. I have one reco before we get to voicemail emails. If you want on Instagram, somebody to get if you don't like getting jealous, then don't follow this guy. But SD Beer Trader. Mm-hmm. At SD Beer Trader.
Yeah.
The guy is a heavy trader, and like it seems like every day he gets a porch bomb.
Damn.
And opens it up, and it's always just like insane. It's just an insane box where he's trading from. And if he's not showing pictures and Instagram stories of these boxes, he's at some brewery in San Diego, a brewery hopping and stuff. And so he lives a magical life. It seems to be so. Man. If you want to watch from afar, watch SD Beer Trader. I don't know how he does it. Him and all these San Diego guys are just crazy insane. There's jets flying over.
Yes.
You can email us. You can give us voicemails through our voicemail line, or you can email us voicemails.
Yeah, you can.
I am believing that our Colorado reps have left us one of those, and I am rushing to get to it now.
Are you rushing Imperial Stouting to it?
And it's building. Are we doing good? We're doing good, guys. We're
good.
We're good.
We're having fun.
This is fun. That summer. Oh. There's still plenty of this wave jammer, brah. I'm not sure where I had that. I think I drink it. I'll watch this one.
Oh. It's this color.
That's the cucumber.
It's
the cucumber.
It's this color.
Ah, damn it. All right. Hold on.
You know, I had enough time to stop him, but I didn't.
Yeah. And I got to watch him. I'm going to watch him drink this.
Fart noises.
We are in Scottsdale, Arizona.
What?
Sorry, guys.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It's Colin and Janine, and we are in Scottsdale, Arizona.
What you doing there?
They flew south beautiful. For the winter.
Actually, it's really beautiful, because in Denver, it's like...
Snowbirds, they call that like in Phoenix.
Out there, and out here...
It's 84. It's 84. Yeah. We're in the pool.
Oh, by the way, I know Mike already saw this on Untappd, but we got to drink 805.
For the first time, bro.
Yeah, what's up, bro? So we drink 805.
Nice, bro.
So it's funny because we talk a little shit about you guys and Mikey having 805 with his Ford truck or something like that, but now I see why you're like, I had to settle for an 805, because 805 is a blonde ale, and it's good. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, dude, it cost me $16 for six of those things too.
So I would say it's about
$16 for six pack of 805
Day Blazer. I don't know if you guys get Day Blazer, but Day Blazer is pretty much like.
I think Matt could probably consolidate with you on that one.
Yes,
I love some Day Blazer.
Maybe.
So this.
No, he might like New Belgium because he's a New Belgium fan.
Okay, well, that's cool.
It's a good beer. Come on.
But we tried the best out ever. So we went to McFate. Hello? Brewing Company, which is a really awesome brewing company out here in Scottsdale, right off of Scottsdale Road. And they had candy bar stout.
Yeah, chocolate candy bar stout.
See? Oh, it is super good. We got a growler of it. We have it in our condo that we're staying at, and it is super good. Like, it is one of the best stouts I've ever had.
They also sell down here. They sell Modern Times, so I got some Blazing World, and I got a Critical Band, which I haven't drank yet, but that was pretty freaking awesome, because there's a lot of San Diego beer here, because I assume we're in close proximity to San Diego, so that's pretty damn cool. We got some of that stuff.
So Arizona has an awesome beer scene.
They do.
As Mikey probably knows, because he was just recently here.
Yeah, he was recently.
I concur.
I thought you guys think it was cool that we're down here to Scottsdale. It's just freaking beautiful, and we live in Colorado, and right now it's just cold and crappy, and so it's nice to be here.
Mm.
And it's
also,
and we can listen to your show on the plane too, which is super cool. And Janine and I just laugh
the whole plane.
And we're here to see the NASCAR race.
Just over the PA.
Yeah, we're gonna see some NASCAR racing
tomorrow.
Oh,
and Trent's wife went to that.
And keep up the good work, guys.
And I'm in Scottsdale.
They're
Left turn only, please.
They're really good co-voicemailers. They don't really overstep each other. They're good.
Good job, guys. I concur. The Phoenix area in general. I didn't get to go to Scottsdale for beer this time. Next time it'll be on the list. But the only issue with the Phoenix beer scene is it's just so spread out. So.
Oh, like Fresno.
Yep.
Thanks, Paul.
But see, once again, they're like, oh, we found a cool stout. Oh, it's a candy.
It's got candy in
whipped
it.
Whipped cream, you know, mocha latte. It's like, what happened to all the straight ahead stouts? Just a stout, please. No coffee, no candy, no dessert, no barrel age, no. Where's a good old stout? Where's the Sam Elliott of stout?
Shit. My God.
Sounds like a Foo Fighters song. Where's the good old stout? No, that'd be John Fogerty. Where's the good old stout? Where's the good old? From back in the days.
How you guys doing?
Put me in, coach. I'm ready for stouts. Will you call me tonight? And leave me a voicemail. That sounds oddly like a John Fogerty song. Talk about you and tell me
you're driving. Fogerty,
put me in, coach. I'm ready to voicemail today.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect pour. I didn't see that right.
And the show has gone to a new low.
We know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You get out of here.
Once in a while. It's only episode 226. We're still feeling it out here.
Yeah.
You could call us up and leave us stuff for us to talk about. You're like, oh, why aren't they talking about this? Well, you could call us and tell us it. Tell us, like, dudes, you need to be talking about this issue.
A
Beer issues. The first voicemailer of the week for the Perfect Pour is...
Hey guys! Can you hear me?
Yes.
Scotty!
Yeah,
listening to this show. I'm on the way to work. I'm almost to work now. And it got to the part where I had to just stop it and call you right when you mentioned this girl that chugs craft beer.
Uh-huh.
SGV Girl 626.
Yep.
I'm from SGV.
What?
My phone number is 626.
Uh-oh.
Wow, isn't that a crazy coincidence?
That's like, crazy,
Chief. I should have moved from SoCal 12 years ago and I could have met this craft beer chugging girl.
Should have stayed there,
isn't that
dude.
Weird and cosmic.
No, that would have been terrible.
Well, anyway, I just had to like just stop this show and give you a call when I heard that. That's all. carry on. Keep up the great work. Driving.
Scotty B. He lived in the same area code as a famous chugging beer chugger.
Chugging queen.
And he didn't even know it. Chugging queen.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
I'm not going to go there. Uh-oh. Oh my, I got butt dialed.
I feel like it'll be embarrassing.
I feel like this is a butt dial. I hope they don't say shit about me. I'm going to stay with this. It goes the full 3 minutes.
Did somebody drop their phone in their coffee cup or what?
You think they're at Starbucks? No. She sounds like she's making announcements for a table. Think that can't be a brewery. That doesn't sound like a brewery. That's a restaurant. No, now it sounds like an event. No, maybe that's a radio. That's a radio? Is that Coyote?
It's Coyote. You're listening to The Blaze.
He's on the Fox.
The Fox.
We got butt dial.
Yeah, we got butt dial. We're trying to decipher it. Welcome back to the show, Nick. Oh, wait.
I've been here the whole time.
I got the bottom port from this wave jammer, bro.
Nice.
Should we stay with it? We got a minute and a half left. See if something happens.
Is this all we got to do?
I heard t-shirts.
T-shirts? Somebody said t-shirts? I think it's Scotty B. I think he's at work. We're listening to Scotty B at work.
Ooh, confidential.
He's all, hey guys, I'm here at work. And we're working. Every day he says that kind of thing. Yes, Scotty.
Where's my punch card?
Hey, guys, I don't have a punch card.
2017, Scotty, just logging on your computer.
Yeah, I don't think we're good. This has been a waste of time. We've wasted everyone's time.
Thanks for joining us.
This is great. This is fine.
I was really hoping for something cool to happen. And it didn't happen.
But we've come this far.
Yeah, we've come this far. We got to stay to the end. Still trying to figure out if that's a radio or if that's... Whoa, right. That started getting crazy there.
Oh, road rage.
Road rage. That wasn't Scotty B's phone. I'm trying to see if this phone shows up. Oh, it does. Oh, we're going to be able to figure out who it is. All right. At the end of voicemails, we will reveal who that was that butt dialed us.
Perfect four. It's Eric, the Beer Father, from
up,
the
Eric?
Beer Friends Podcast. The second annual post-FOBAB phone call report, walk back to the train.
Oh, boy.
This in downtown Chicago. UIC Center, amazing beer fest. We had a good time. I got to say, top two beers. So, number one, Brandy Barrel Aged Chicago. By Triple Digit out of Ohio. Listerman out of Ohio.
Digit, what the fuck?
Wrong brewery. And number two for me was Sierra Nevada Choco Coconut Narwhal.
Ooh.
I love that beer. And a close third was Double Barrel. I hate to say it, Mermin County. Hate to say it. But we are on our walk back to the train.
Man.
The five-minute walk back to the train.
From the mouths of decadence.
Chad's had too much to drink.
I'm thirsty. Yeah.
They're getting Temple of the Dog on us.
Beer Friends Podcast at the 2017 Full Bab in Chicago.
Lord knows. That's what I mean.
It's not very cold, is it?
Not bad at all.
No, because we've been drinking.
A beer coat on, bro.
I've been drinking. Beer coat, bro. And I'm walking. I'm not driving. I'm walking.
I'm not driving.
Cheers,
Chief.
Guys, and keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Beer with Friends podcast.
Beer with Friends. Check them out.
I have a bottle of that barrel aged narwhal.
Dave Renteria gave us some pretty crazy beers from his beer fridge, so we're kind of awestruck.
Yeah. Oh, but they're talking about the coconut narwhal, this year's barrel aged.
Coconut narwhal.
What'd you call me?
I have not had yet.
Oh, I haven't had it.
Dave gave us old... Original beer.
Oh, old beer. Thanks all your old beer, man.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Just regular old
regular
first
old
generation
beer.
Barrel aged narwhal.
Probably farted on all
narwhal. Farter. He's a farter.
Here you go.
Frank.
He's toasted every cap.
Whoa.
I love gold.
Our Colorado reps were enjoying some Modern Times.
It smells like a Modern Times over here.
I've got one that was a looking out for beer last week.
Uh-oh.
This was donated to us by the patrons of the Perfect Board, the Golden Gods. They bought this beer for us.
That must be the Apricot Saison.
Modern Times Geodesic. Geodesic. Dank Tropical Wheat IPA.
See, the wheat is what stopped me from buying that one. I was afraid it was going to be a hazy,
but it's
bro.
Modern Times, bro.
They're not afraid of the haze.
It's a bomber, so we can pour.
Oh, and that's pretty crystal clear. It is clear.
Not hazy, bro. It is not foggy. It is normal looking.
Normal?
It's a just slightly hazy.
Looks like beer.
It's got light green.
Mosaic, Amarillo, and Experimental.
Uh-oh. Experimental.
Experimental.
Let's get a new glass.
Is that a name, or is that just an experimental hop that doesn't have a name?
Well, that's, yeah. Until hops are named, they're experimental. Yeah. So things like Nelson and Columbus, all those had numbers.
Gotcha.
331 is this experimental number.
We don't get to do a lot of new Modern Times beers on the show anymore.
God so damn it, Randy.
That are from a bomber anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought you were trying to blame somebody. That's good, in my opinion.
It's a good beer.
It's dank. I like it.
The wheat's not hurting it too much.
The nose on this beer is insane. I remember the first time that we had
Mosaic Cures All.
Fortunate Islands. Was that the wheat beer?
That's the.
Or is that the Saison?
Yeah, I want to say that's a Saison.
Wasn't Fortunate Islands then? No. I think that's the wheat beer. Or Loma Land. That's
Loma Land.
But anyways,
Loma Land.
I remember the first time having their wheat beer and their red.
That's fun to say.
Is what they considered their red. I was like, both these are so hoppy. They're not what they say they are, but I like them.
But I like this. I just need this.
Don't be what you say. Don't not be what you say you are.
Yeah. Word.
When you're on your label.
Perfect Four, hey, it's Evil Circle calling Ed.
Thank you.
I got a two-part question for you guys.
So all right, I'm ready.
Your prediction on what's going to be the next new beer style trend.
Oh, now
we have the West Coast IPAs, man. The New England style IPAs. A little bit, I guess you can take the barrel-aged stout as kind of like a trend. But what's going to be the next one? I'd like to see something, maybe like a Helles Lager, maybe even a brown. You know, maybe something different with a porter.
Brown's not gonna happen.
Gotta love those stouts and porters. It's always a good time for stouts and porters. So,
no.
Little prediction on what you think the next hot beer trend is going to be for this
hot beer.
You watch your mouth, sir.
2018. And second part question: have we given up on trying to guess Mikey's day job?
Give it up, bro.
Seems like he can't be. There's no way he could be like like a landline technician. I'm thinking he works at like one of those iPhone repair stores. He cracks iPhone screens all day. Because he seems like he's hands-on with this type of deal. That is works at a call center. That's my guess. Love to know what everybody else thinks on that. And keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I am.
By store, does he mean mall kiosk?
Yes. And I'm one of those... one of those employees that thinks the day is going to go perfectly and I'm not going to get any work. But then whenever somebody brings in what you're paid to do and comes in like with a broken iPhone screen, you're just like, all right, give it to me. Like, one of those employees that whenever they're faced with the job that they're paid to do, they're just like, oh God, this customer with the bringing this broken iPhone again.
All right, it's going to take me about 50 minutes. I'll call you when it's done. I'll
call you when it's done.
Oh, those are the Apple guys.
Wait a second.
Apple Store guys.
You have my phone.
I see what you did.
Call you when it's done.
Okay, call me.
That always sucks when I'd order something from the Apple Store, and they're like, we'll send you a notification when it's ready. I was like, I have to kill time in the mall.
In the mall? How am I supposed to do that?
It's like, I'm going to get a pretzel.
There's 100 stores.
And I make it halfway through the pretzel, and I was like, and I'm bored of this. I'm going to walk to Hot Topic. And I'm bored of this.
Hot Topic.
I'm going to go to the cologne store. Nope, that's a bad idea, too.
The running around in the Hot Topic. Sorry, I made a deep podcast reference.
Does Spencer still smell the same? Yep, still smells the same. All right.
Man, time to sample cookies.
Done anything in Fashion Fair in a while.
And oh, hey, my phone's ready. My new item from Apple. Okay, go pick it up.
The mall.
Let's go to the mall.
The mall. Everyone remember their mall guy.
Thank you for
voicemails, guys. We're enjoying this modern times.
The mall guy.
Hanging out, hey, listening to voicemails.
Paul.
Hi, Paul.
From a landline.
Ooh.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm sorry about Jovi. That sucks.
Thank you,
Dogs
Paul.
Dogs are the best people.
They are. They are way better than humans.
Yep.
Did you say 17, though? Did you say he was 17?
Yes. That is amazing. Is a very old
lab. I'd love to hear the story of his life and some dog tangent. If you could give us 30 seconds of your time to just... tell us this story. Anyway, once again, sorry. I don't think I have anything beer related to report, but just sending out the dog love. Cheers, y'all. Talk to you later.
Thank you for Paul. Condolences on the pupperino.
For Jovi. I couldn't last week go into it, and I can't this week go into it because then I won't be able to. I'm a crier, so. I can't start on the road of talking about Jovi or anything else because then I'll start breaking down. Don't rely on me for doing speeches at weddings. Don't rely on me for doing any eulogy speeches. I can't finish any of them. So
great.
So I can't even go down that road.
Told myself I wasn't gonna get all choked up. I wasn't gonna
do it. The worst part is none of us know how to run the show.
Yeah. But, Jovi, I just can't go down the road. But Jovi was, I mean, crazy enough, was 17. Man. Like 2 years ago, he had a stroke, and like most people will just be like, well, let's put him to sleep. But we read this stuff. We're like, hey, wait 3 days. And, you know, we waited 3 days and battled through it, and we did that, and like it was crazy. So that one thing I could say is like, just if your pet has a stroke, don't just like, just battle through it for a couple of days and they'll make it out. Cause we got like two more years after he had a stroke with Jovi. So
two wonderful years.
Mm-hmm. Joe was always just hanging out and he was just the hangout lab. What labs are supposed to be, Louie.
Sometimes he let it all hang out too.
Yes, he did.
What's that?
Especially in the later years.
That smell.
Jovi was just always there. Pretty much every podcast ever done in Dorktown Network, Jovi was basically laying in the corner, just hanging out somewhere.
He made it through 224 pours.
All the Dorktowns, all the perfect pours.
Great.
Yeah, probably. That's why that week before... he came because I'd been keeping him in the house the last couple weeks for the perfect pour because he just wasn't getting around that well anyway, and he just like suddenly came out. I think Becky had let him out of here. I think he wanted to come out, and then while we were telling, I was like, "Whoa, but Jovi came out here."
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a couple days before he went. So, anyway, we're moving on. I'm not gonna do
moving
it.
On.
I'm not
on.
Gonna do it. I'm not going to cry for you people. Maybe for the patrons. I'll cry for the patrons. You got to pay money to hear me cry.
Wow. That's what she said.
Last voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. Buff Montana Jim here.
Whoa.
It's been a little while since I've, since I've called in.
So or was it?
A couple things.
Maybe you were the butt dialer.
Job game.
Very good.
A game. We'll go with Nick. We'll start with Nick. What's Nick do? I think Nick, you're suited to own. You own a gun shop and a firing range.
Yeah,
because you specialize in women's self defense classes.
That's right.
And that deep, sexy, low voice.
You gave me a gun rack.
Gets them vibrating in their fun spot.
The
Now, Matt's a different story.
How's your fun spot?
Matt doesn't really work at Tioga Sequoia. He actually volunteers there. He's kind of a hanger-on. He kind of sits around, hangs out
all
day.
This whole time he's just been volunteering.
He's really like a vice principal with his kind of calm voice and understands that people go tangent him, and he just kind of sits quietly and waits until they finish, and then he's going to dole out. Now, he's kind of ashamed of it. Why? Well, because he's a vice principal in Clovis. That's why. Yeah.
Wow. Everything's shameful in Clovis.
Mikey, you drive a 94 Ford Focus. Yeah, yeah, you're out in the field all day
it's
long.
It's a nice car.
You're one of those guys with that sign that says supervisor across the truck.
Supervisor!
You
didn't say Mustang. He said Focus.
Make sure bus drivers take their brakes at the right time.
Yeah. Are you taking your break at the proper time?
Let's see. Moving on. What beer does not pair well with fat tire? I'm going to go with that Vietnamese
food.
You know, the hot soup stuff. Kind of spicy, super duper hot. Mm-hmm. A little bit of that garlicky, not garlicky.
I would think maybe a fat tire would pair with that.
I don't think that pairs well with fat tire. Mm. No, that ain't going to work.
I don't have soup with the fat
tire. I think a little while ago, Matt, you might have asked about a white ale from New Belgium. We're talking about that Belgian wit.
No.
Good Lord. The world does not need another fucking Belgian wit.
Ooh.
Orange peel and coriander. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Oh, look at that.
I already gave it to you.
Matt did it.
Debate topic to go out on. If you guys were each gifted your own brewery to run as a CEO, what would it be? Would you go cool and something small? Would you get something bigger like Stone? Would you try and make something huge like Sam Adams and try and turn them around? Anyways, I'm calling up on 3 minutes.
Turn them around.
The good work, guys.
They're in the shitter.
Keep up the good work.
The rebel department is not doing well.
No. Would you want to helm a small indie brewery or a big indie brewery? A Stone-esque indie brewery? Or like a small local brewery? Well, I would say local.
Yeah?
Hopefully my bills are all paid. I have a philanthropist, and I was like, I'll amuse myself with this small brewery.
I've got nothing better to do.
The small brewery sounds more fun.
More fun. I'm thinking... What would you... I don't know. I actually don't know.
What do you think? I'll tangent off his question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Sam Adams should do to make them cooler? Do you think they should be appealing to us beer geeks more? Or do you think they should be appealing to beer drinker? Like, should they be marketing the beer drinker and just be like, assume us, just like, you know, the beer geeks just, we've moved on. Cause we don't, as beer geeks, we don't really talk about Boston Beer Company. We don't talk about Sam Adams other than the Utopia that's been going around the past couple weeks, which there was some in town. One of the places on the loop has a couple Utopias.
Oh, just a couple?
I thought they said three. I think they said three.
Total Wine had 9 of them.
Oh, our Total Wine?
Our Total Wine. Mm-hmm.
Had 9 Utopias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not see them anymore, but they at one time they had 9 of them on the show.
Jake from State Farm got to try a Utopia.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
This year's?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was at a beer festival, and he did a little Snapchat of him walking up, and somebody gave him a little 1.5 ounces, and he's like, "Oh, thank you."
Oh.
And then there was nothing after that. He probably died.
He had no review.
Yep.
0 review.
He was probably too drunk.
Probably forgot to put on Untappd.
Damn it. That would have been a badge. I think Sam Adams should use their power for good. And this is kind of a dig at them as much as it's a compliment. But I think they should continue to be a solid gateway beer into craft beer.
Okay.
Like, they should make a beer, the crossover, like, hey, come over here, you know, come into my van, right. I got candy.
They should make an 805.
They should make an 805. Ooh. or you know, maybe Rebels Working and somewhere in the world, I don't know, Russia maybe. But I think they should, because they have the power to, as we said earlier, they have the power to calorically intake their beers,
mm-hmm.
calorically mm-hmm. list their beers.
Yep.
They have the power to be any
chain that serves beer.
Yeah.
They have at least have the ability to get themselves in there.
Uh-huh.
Like no other craft brewery in the world.
Right.
At least in the United States, they have the most the ability to get into a chain.
Yeah, they have a marketing budget. You know, they have the ability to make commercials.
Right.
They can get into chains. They have the budget to get them into places where smaller breweries can't. I think mm-hmm. they should help that along somehow.
It's that their one issue is like they don't. It's sort of like. And not to get political here, but it's sort of like when Republicans try to be cool. It's the best analogy I can think of right now. Is like that's the way Sam Adams is towards the beer geeks. They're like, "Oh, you guys like cool bottles, huh? Look at this neat bottle we made." You're like, that's not really what we're talking about, dude. Well, but it's like a weird bottle, guys. Like, no, it's not quite it, okay? It's like white guys trying to rap or something. It's like...
Once in a while, one pulls it off.
Right, once in a while, one's like, cool, but it's like, for the most part, it's like, dude, shut up. And it's kind of, that's kind of the way I think of Sam Adams. And where I'll always appreciate them as being one of the originators of craft beer and still not selling out technically, but and I think they still can do something, just like Budweiser could do something cool. They have the ability to do it, but they don't understand how to do it. Like the one thing they can't do is understand how to be a beer geek, how to appeal to beer geeks. So they just buy them. And then we automatically don't like whatever it is they buy. So they're just like, I can't win with you beer geeks. It's like, you don't get it, bro. So I think.
I'm helping.
Sam Adams, I think they could make a beer that, you know, like everybody likes across the board. I mean, so Boston Lager, it's a classic beer. It's a legendary beer, but I don't, who cares? Like, who really wants to have one of those? It's just like, I'm just going to choose that beer over all the other craft beers. You're not going to do it. You're only going to have it situationally.
Yeah, but that was the beer you went to when that's all there was light right. lagers.
Yeah.
Like, a Boston Lager had flavor compared to the light lagers.
Right. Yeah. At one time, mm-hmm. that was a great beer. It was like, whoa, I'm living on the edge with this Boston Lager.
So if their business model is made off of that, of course they're not going to be edge cutting.
Yeah.
Edge
cutting. They've tried and they've tried
to do it without stepping on their own toes. Which is the problem. You know, they're trying not to undercut Boston Lager so badly that they're willing to sacrifice the, you know, allegedly cool beers.
Yeah, like they're just like.
They still want Boston Lager to shine.
They're not going
to
bump Boston Lager tap for some other new beer they made, is what you're saying. Yeah. Like, they're like, well, like. We can't.
Here's this cool Boston. Beer, but hey, don't forget we still make Boston Lager.
We're not going to bump a Boston Lager. You know,
we are the Boston Lager guys.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. We're trying to figure shit out for you.
There you go.
Boss Bear Cub. Well, I guess that's the cue
and,
for the...
Oh, and by the way, if it says 94, you're driving an Escort, not a Focus.
She called my parents had an Escort back in the day. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a thanks, guys. Thanks for calling and giving us the content. 559-492-0542. You, too, can call the show. The show. I think we're missing one because we had an emailer was like, bro, where's my voicemail? And I don't think we got it there because we thought maybe it was late. So I don't know, sometimes I guess things get slipped through the cracks. But so that was Benjamin.
Oh, no. He broke into the chips.
Benjamin Clark was like, bro, where's my voicemail? Bro.
What are these like?
I think we missed it.
I don't know if I've had Pringles
originals. So we have plain crackers as our palate cleansing snacks as we go along the show. You often can hear Matt eating them, as you can hear Matt eating thanks. Now.
Pointing me out.
Yep. We're going to call you out, bro. Because Nick and I very, very skillfully cover up our eating. Matt's like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to eat. And I was low on crackers, so I had to pull out some Pringles. So there you go.
So
Pringles are out.
Mikey's poor daughter won't have lunch for the rest of the week.
She has no Pringles for her lunch.
Because we ate them all.
No, those are my lunch Pringles.
Oh.
My personal lunch Pringles. You guys are enjoying.
Nom, 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 nom.
Damn like, it. No. Now I have to go buy Pringles at a mini mart in Madera somewhere.
Just go to Wendy's. It's cheaper.
Wendy's. Well, Madera lost their Wendy's. Well, now, there's the one north of
Pilot
town.
Truck stop.
Yeah, there's Wendy's the one at Pilot still. We used to have one in town. Oh. But now there's just the Pilot one.
So they still got Percos? Wendy's.
Yeah, it is. Off of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Still the Percos. There's a craft beer bar in Madera I haven't been to yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's off of 16 where the Home Depot is. I want to go to there.
Because I want to go buy lumber out. And then go to a craft there beer bar.
Go. Or you get drunk and then go into Home Depot. What do you think you do? You get all fucked up and go into Home Depot. What do you think you do? Where would you go? Like you're like got a really good buzz going and you don't have any particular thing you need at Home Depot, but you're in Home Depot. Where do you think you're going to go?
Go hit on the solar power girls.
How you doing? I might need some solar activity on my roof. What kind of deal can you swing?
Yeah.
Swing me house
or bar go there. Take a nap in the rug department.
Or have somebody come over and no one really asks you for help in the Home Depot. You gotta track somebody.
They run away from you.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Orchard Supply, no. You have like five people ask you for if you need help. And Home Depot, nobody asks you anything.
Let me find out for you. I'll be right back.
Be right back. See you later.
See you later, sucker.
Break time.
Forget getting a piece of lumber cut. You're never going to. Oh, God.
I did that. I managed to accomplish that in Home Depot once. It took a while, but I did it. I got lumber. Got my lumber cut.
Got your lumber cut.
Oh, God. Where's the show at? Anybody know?
Nope. We lost it somewhere back in.
Looking out for.
Back
then. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for
I still say the second singer is a girl. Paul's just really good at doing background stuff. Looking out for beers. Beers to look out for. Beer releases we think you might be interested in. Matt, you're looking at your notebook. I'm going to go to you.
The Yeti Mix Pack. So I'm looking out for that.
Oh, what? What's in there?
You get three different Yetis.
Three different Yetis.
One of them that they're featuring is the Chai Yeti.
Oh, and that's something.
That and sounds they gross. Also give you, well, we've had the Chai Yeti, I believe. It's a good beer. It's a good beer. Come on.
All right. I'll
and they it. Also give you a Yeti mug in this.
It's in there?
Oh, I want the
Wait,
mug.
How many? Is it a 12-pack or a 6-pack?
It's a 3-pack of 22-ounce bombers plus the cup.
What?
Yeah.
That's, wow. Okay. That looks like one of those Christmas displays kind of.
It's a box.
Beer boxes.
Mm-hmm. And then the cool thing about the cup is, sorry, I had the post up, but banded together by the Yeti awareness, the pack of Yetis is back. Hand mixed by a Yeti, these mixed 3-packs include different 22-ounce Yeti variants, sorry, like the Chai Yeti, and a stainless Yeti in a cup. Looks like coffee in a coffee cup mug. Get what they did there?
I see mm-hmm. what you did there.
So I'm looking out for that 3-pack.
How's that going? Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's really got to do some cool shipping for that mm-hmm. one.
And then Ale Smith and Beechwood did a collab.
As if they needed to.
Yeah.
It's called Broken Filter.
Let's really fuck with those Perfect Pour guys and do a collab. All right.
So I'm looking out for that beer. That sounds amazing. What's it called?
Broken Filter?
Broken Filter.
Huh.
And
That's what New England IPAs are now. Broken Filter it's a beer. Broken Filter. Broken Filter beer.
You're trying to say it's all hazy?
It's hazy, bro.
Our latest hoppy offering has arrived. Together with our friends Beechwood, we've created Broken Filtered, an unfiltered IPA showcasing juicy tropical hop variants balanced by a light malt profile and creamy mouthfeel.
Creamy. That's what Nick doesn't like.
The result is a nice, hazy, and intensely drinkable IPA.
Intensely drinkable.
So, says you.
I'm looking out for that. And then there's a little brewery... what are they called? Alpine? You heard of them? Alpine?
They're anybody? Still around.
Oh, Green Flash is Alpine Brewing?
They, so Toronado's having their 25th anniversary.
Legendary craft beer.
And so there's big.
San Diego and San Francisco.
They're kind of a big deal. So they made Keen Idea, K-E-E-N-E, which is the owner's name. And it's a Nelson hopped beast is what they call it. So
yes. Interesting. Oh,
Nelson's back. Huh?
So sometimes we get,
they got all the Nelson.
Sometimes we get Alpine in town. If one of those kegs rolled their way, I'd be pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking out for.
I don't see it that much though. It's kind of weird.
Nope. Not a lot.
Nick.
What?
Have you seen Alpine? What are you looking out for?
I have not seen Alpine in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe old Alpine at the BevMo.
Right. I don't trust. If I see an Alpine, I don't trust it right now.
Noble is throwing me a bone here.
Oh?
They're doing a stout.
Straight?
Imperial stout. It's got coffee in it.
Uh-oh.
So it's not...
Adjunct.
But here's the twist. It is a stout with barrel-aged coffee.
Barrel-aged coffee?
It's not a barrel-aged stout. It's a stout with barrel-aged coffee.
Coffee's been barrel-aged. That's interesting.
And so it's called Woomp. There it is.
There it is. Woomp. Woomp. Now, when you...
There it is.
You guys may not know this. I'm assuming you guys do. With coffee and beer, are you doing beans? Or are you doing ground coffee?
It's usually cold pressed.
Cold pressed. That's when you're putting it in a bag, a hot bag or whatever, and or
Or no, how do you brew the coffee in? And then add it in at some point.
Oh, you brew
During the fermentation.
Brew the coffee?
Yeah, it's pre-brewed. You don't brew it with the beer.
So the actual liquid coffee?
Yes.
You're putting in there?
You cold brew the coffee first and then add it in.
Huh.
Later.
I don't know why I never thought to ask that, like how the coffee is actually put in the beer.
Depends how you do it. That is a more common way, but with Tioga, we actually introduce ground coffee into the beer.
Oh, well, there you go.
And we cold
crash. How do you get the grounds out?
If you cold, grounds will cold crash. And there's filters and screens and stuff if you're worried.
No hazy coffee beers.
I got coffee in my beer.
A little chewy.
Chewy. Chew.
It's chew. Oh,
speaking of, Chew didn't call, did he?
Damn it.
Oh,
or did he?
Or did he? I don't know.
You said you were going to reveal the butt dialer.
Well, you did. It was Fontana Jim butt dialed this. Fontana Jim was the butt dialer. you are the butt dialer, sir.
Did you guess?
Did you guess right? You guessed. If you guessed Fontana Jim, you guessed right. Nick, was there any more you're looking out for?
No, that's it.
Yeah, story? How's that novel coming along? Got a protagonist? That's a Family Guy reference. Sorry.
I see.
Southgate, local brewer, Southgate.
I've been there.
As you go to Yosemite in Oakhurst, California, Southgate Brewing, make sure to stop by. It's a great place.
Yeah.
They have a hazy beer. Shit. I haven't tried a hazy beer from Southgate called Forget About It.
Forget About It.
Forget About It. It's a hazy IPA, 6.8%. I haven't tried one from Southgate yet, so I'm ready.
You ready?
I want to try Southgate's take on a foggy IPA. Our friends here at Alvarado Street.
Who?
They did a collab with Humble Sea.
They did?
Santa Cruz Brewer Humble Sea, which is really good. I went there. It was awesome. Called Partying's Tight.
Yes.
Partying's Tight. It's got like party kind of label on it.
I like that.
It's a double IPA. It doesn't say anything about being cloudy or anything. It just says a double IPA. So,
all right.
It's like Partying's Tight. Dude, that's so tight. There's another Beechwood beer in a can. This one Matt sent to me via Instagram.
I did?
Yeah. What? Melrose. Now Melrose is in a can.
Beechwood.
The Beechwood's double IPA with Simcoe and Amarillo.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm.
And Two Row Malt.
Two Rows.
Now that one's in cans now. All these Beechwoods in cans. I've yet to have a Beechwood in a can. Oh, New Belgium has a interesting variety pack.
What?
It's very interesting here. It's called Blend Like a Brewer. It's a 12-pack, and it's got the 12-pack, it's got a Fat Tire Belgian White.
Boo.
Boo. 1554.
Yes.
Citraholic Tangerine IPA.
Boo.
Abbey.
Ooh, the Abbey.
A Triple, and a Cellar Blender. And then they also have these blends in there, and they basically tell you, like, they give you sort of a chart of, like, this is what we would advise you to blend. If you were the brewer, this is how we would blend these beers.
What?
So it's just like a blending mix pack.
Paint by numbers for beer.
Yeah, it's a paint by numbers mix pack of blending. So
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know. It might be cool to bring to a party.
Have some fun.
A little festival. Have a little fun with the blending. I don't do enough blending. Need more blending.
Do you really?
McKellar,
Stacey says we need Brad to have Stacey. Fat Tire.
Oh.
She says we need to have it again. She's not confident we had a proper
really
sampling.
You're really trying to sell us on a style we have no interest in.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
I'm words. Telling Rad Stacey. You I'm should. Not telling you. Like, if Matt Oh, he's at the fridge. Oh, I missed it. Missed the fridge mic. Damn it. If Matt doesn't like, if there's a fat tire that Matt doesn't like, then I am not going to like it. There's just no way.
Belgian white?
It's Matt. Yeah. There's lots of things he doesn't like.
Yeah, but like mainly, fat tire.
Mainly it's people. But
when it comes to fat tire, and if he doesn't like it, I was like, there's no way this could be good.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's going to happen
now? Are you ready for the original haze?
Oh, that had a totally different opening sound.
The OG.
Wow.
The OH.
Original haze. Oh. I get it.
From I crack myself
from Alchemist
up.
Brewing in Vermont, United States.
Hey, I think
Hetty
I'm funny.
Topper.
It's glad that you do.
The beer that started that all the haze craze, foggy beers, New England style, Vermont yeast beers, and Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps, sent this to us, and we are very appreciative. We're having the Hetty out of the can. Not out of the can, but in glasses, in glassware.
This tastes better than the last Alchemist, but it's still familiar.
Yeah. We had that Alchemist we had last week was something happened to it.
This is reminiscent, but it's drinkable.
It says drink from the can.
Don't look at our haze.
I'm going to drink from the can.
Oh, whoa, now we can't have great. It.
I didn't touch it. I didn't touch it. Melissa didn't touch it.
We saw it.
You had the thumb buffer? The thumb buffer?
Yeah, thumb buffer.
Ooh, that sounds like burnt. It's like,
like I said, this is it's reminiscent of the last one, but it's not atrocious like the last one was.
There's like,
Louis wants
what
some.
What is that?
Louis wants some haze.
Now Louis's into it.
Louis's all about the haze.
Can I get some haze, bro?
Is this how Hetty Topper tasted?
Haze, bro, like Hasbro, the toy company.
There's like, I want to say like wet wood, but that's not it. That's not what it is.
And wet wood would be a characteristic.
Are you rocking after midnight?
This is not how I remember it.
Either it's changed or we just didn't luck out on this go around.
I don't know, man. Alchemist.
See,
this is not how I remember it at all.
Paul is right. Hazy
IPs. See, the hazy IPs messed up my palate.
Ruined it. They've ruined the original.
They ruined it. Hetty Topper. Huh. It's weird, bro. Let's see. Am I done with looking out for McKellar San Diego?
Uh-huh.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yep. I see what you
see they did? Just for the beer pun name.
It's a murky beer?
Yeah, I'm guessing. It's all clear.
It's all clear. We just wanted to name
it. It'll make you ride your single speed bicycle.
that's enough to look out for. Okay.
Hi.
Louis going around the table. We're having this weird Hetty Topper.
Weird Hetty.
We're having fun. Dudes, we were drinking this week.
Wow,
I hope so. If we were lucky enough to drink this week. And sometimes, occasionally, we would check it in on Untappd. That's at least what we try to do. We're all on Untappd.
I forgot.
Hopefully, you be friends with us. Nick is the Nick 80. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me at Mikey Topor, but my technical name is Dorktown on there. This week, I will go first, and let's see.
Hey, Mikey, how about you go first?
I will. I'm just going to do it. I had to came from King Harbor. I think they're in like an LA area brewer. 808 Concentrate Pale. And I only got this because it was in the singles at Fig Tree. And I had very limited funds that day. And I was buying beer for producer Becky, basically. And I just, like, I had a few extra dollars. Basically, I had a 20. And I was buying producer Becky.
You had to make it straight. You had to stretch
a rogue. Like, basically, is comes out to around 13-something. And then I'm like, I need... how am I going to buy myself beer and still make it under $20? I had my own $20 personal challenge. And I found this $3 16-ounce can of this 808 concentrate. And not expecting it to be good at all. I'm just like, well, at least it's beer. And it was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. It had this kind of spicy pale, fruit pale thing going on. I enjoyed it. Also had I got a 4-pack of pun juicer.
Yeah,
I had to buy it from Fig Tree Liquor. I didn't. I was like, Tagascoya is too far.
It's just too far.
Just too far. I'm gonna buy it right here in my convenience store because it's convenient. I think I paid $18 for the 4-pack. Is that crazy? Am I crazy for doing that?
I mean, I can look it up.
Pun juicer, 4-pack, 16-ounce cans, paid $18. Oh, and then I had a Pliny the Elder from Russian River.
Oh, really?
Maybe you've heard of it.
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
All by myself.
Oh, boy.
It's on our YouTube channel, actually. I did a beer bench video. Beer bench video with Pliny the Elder. So search for the Perfect Pour channel on YouTube. There's a link in the show notes at perfectpourpod.com. And you can look at the latest beer bench video with Pliny the Elder. It's about time we had a Pliny the Elder beer bench video. So there. That's what I was caught drinking in this past week.
What?
Louis. Watching Louis the Lab. So producer Becky has her own chair, personal chair out here. Yep. It was actually her grandfather's like recliner chair that she uses to hang out in the garage. And Louis uses it for his pad, basically. And he was trying to get in the chair, trying to get comfortable, and he fell off, basically. And so we're just laughing at Louis.
Twinkle toes.
Matt. Well, you caught drinking this week. Can you remember anything?
He shrugged it off as if, well, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what
nobody you guys saw that, are right? Laughing. Nobody saw that.
I got to check off one of my looking out fours from Alvarado Street, the Amigos, their IPA that had the little Isuzu on the can.
I think we have that, though. Don't we?
What?
No.
No?
No.
I don't think you do.
Oh, I don't know, bro. Actually, you're right. I don't think we do.
I took home a 6-pack of Graveyards that was fresh at the Whole Foods, and I was looking for something hot.
Fresh Graveyard?
Yeah, I think, well, only like 2 weeks old. it's fresher.
All right. Not 6 months old like it.
No.
Every other place?
Not that. Because I think they did like a run on 10/19, and I think there was one just after that. But even if I picked up a 10/19, it's still fresh. It's
Graveyard's just at a pale, days. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limited release.
Good beer.
I want to say that I had a Tahoe Haze, but my mind's kind of hazy.
Oh, you did on the Perfect Pour last week.
Well, no, I was hanging out at Goldstein's. And
I want to hang out, Goldstein.
Oscar was there, Oscar Fuentes, and Oscar, we were reminiscing about the days where we worked together and how cool it was to hang out. And I want to say that he bought me a beer, and I think it was the Tahoe Haze.
And or you walked out without paying for a beer.
How's that Rocky Hill doing?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how public it is, but
by Salieri area,
he might be doing something else now.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, we'll watch out for that.
Yeah,
look out for it.
I don't know what I can say. So, and when I was at Goldstein's that day, they had just tapped Citra from Kern
River Citra.
Oh, so good.
Have we had a keg of that in town before, a Kern River Citra?
I don't know.
Is this the first time we've had kegs of Kern River Citra in Fresno?
Pulled some strings and got one.
Can you, any of you remember a keg of Citra being in Fresno before?
I want to say yes, but I could just be...
Had to be Spokeasy if it was at all possible.
Right. It feels like maybe Spokeasy had a keg of it before, but I'm not... I can't confirm nor deny. But I know I haven't personally, but I'm just wondering.
No, I think I had it here, if anything.
Yeah, here, but like a keg somewhere.
Right, right.
I don't think... Interesting. Well, good job.
So another Toronado special beer from Sierra Nevada. I know I talked about this last week, but it's called So Fresh and So Keen. That's why it's keen.
Mm-hmm. Clean. Quinoa.
And I have gone back to that beer about five times now. In the past three times I've been to Goldstein's, and it's a good beer.
Hmm. Apparently.
Mainly it helped a little bit.
You're at Goldstein's and you go to something five times.
Yeah.
And five-timers club.
You know, I mean, it's generally a good beer, but I'm like, hey, this is a Toronado beer, and somehow we got a keg of it. I want to enjoy
somebody
this.
Somebody messed up.
And then I want to – oh, I had the – so they have a lot of Sierra Nevada on – hoppy Sierra Nevada on at Goldstein's.
Hmm.
I don't think I made it to Celebration, but they had Harvest, so I got to enjoy that. I think they also had a Hop Hunter up there. So
nice.
I've just been chipping my way at the Sierra Nevada.
That
beers.
Hop Hunter, I don't understand it. They just continuously make that? That's a regular beer?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Hmm. Didn't it tasted fresh enough?
Yeah.
All right.
So all those are my been caught drinking.
The Nick 80.
I'm here.
Were you drinking? Did you drink this week, this past week, you bad boy?
What? Are you talking to the drinker. Dog or to him?
Yeah.
Dog drink all my beer.
Louie, did you drink some beer this week, you bad Louie?
I had... what was the big bottle that I had?
I'm going to have a big bottle tonight, honey.
A large bottle of beer. Possibly from Revision.
Ooh.
Oh, it was Leafy Greens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had a Leafy Greens.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But that sounds hoppy.
Yes, I'm on the hop craze right now, as mentioned last week.
Hop mode.
And I bought my mixed pack of the Fresh Hop IPA series from Sierra
Nevada. Where did you get that?
Total Wine.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it yet.
I checked Save Mart. Save Mart didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I checked Fig. Fig didn't have it. And
I'm going to have to go to Total Wine.
I had to go to Total Wine, and it was $18 for a 12-pack.
Okay.
And you get
cans.
It's all the cans. And they got beer in
it. They got beer in
the cans.
They got the beer in there.
And then you open the beer. You open the can, and the beer falls out.
Oh.
So pay attention to which way the beer is facing.
Oh, okay.
When you open the beer.
That's a pro tip.
So they got the Celebration in cans, which is new to me.
Yeah, I want to try that.
That's awesome. Then they have a Session IPA, an IPA, and then double IPA.
Wow. Yes. I want this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bringing that. I'm going to like one of those early Thanksgiving.
Be right back, guys.
Friendsmas, family, this things
mm-hmm.
this weekend, and I'm gonna look at. I'm bringing that.
It's the perfect situation.
Yep,
one of each.
Oh,
and they all taste different. None of them taste like. I mean, it's Sierra Nevada, so it's gonna taste like some
they
version
all
of pale
still
ale.
Taste like Sierra Nevada,
but the IPA doesn't taste like Torpedo. Or maybe that should be the double IPA. So I don't know what the IPA is supposed to be. It's not pale. They don't have a pale ale. They have a Session IPA and then double and then Celebration. But they're all good. They're all even the Session's good. Even the Session.
Yeah, but Torpedo is an extra and I think it's still 6.8. I don't think it's double.
Okay. So maybe that's their IPA-esque. but Celebration, I don't know if it's just because it's fresh for this mixed pack or if it's just hitting this year, but Celebration is really, really good.
Damn it. Now I'm fired up to get it.
Fired up.
I'm fired up. Fire it up. Is that it? No, you've been drinking?
Yeah. Where were we? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't remember what I did last week. Too many. I'm in the middle of home repairs and.
Oh, God.
I am trying not to drink while operating power tools.
Ah.
That's my goal.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
That is difficult, guys. Ooh, what are we having right now? Are we all good?
Cheers, oh, just enjoying it. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers.
What? Nobody cheers anybody.
Nobody can
cheers.
Hear you.
Cheers is over.
Over.
Nobody cheers is anymore.
Cheers. It's over.
I want to cheers Tummy V183, new Instagram follower. Cheers to Pup Fizz Clink.
Christine Ramsey.
Oh, you know this?
Yeah.
Wow.
She is the brunch entrepreneur of the greater LA area.
Yes. Hashtag brunches life. Yep. You're correct, sir.
She's a bruncher.
She's one of them brunchers.
Hashtag shit baby mammals.
What? Okay.
Garage, okay. Garage weirdness from Sweden.
I love from Sweden.
Have we cheersed Bobby Boulier?
Bobby Boulier. He's in my cheers too. Okay. I think we have, but. I'm cheersing him again. Bobby Boulier.
He is official Perfect Pour follower. And cheers to America. That
yeah.
Instagram hasn't been taken before. Ooh, and cheers to that sound.
I love gold!
Don't get crazy. We're choosing it. This one's called Athena. It's from Roulette. Or Roulard Brewing Company. I'm going to in Carlsbad, California, San Diego area. Is a blackberry blonde, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Why did you even bother?
Our friends at 3BZine sent this.
What?
3BZine.
Are they clearing out their beer fridge?
I guess so. They're like, send them these. Don't really have too many blondes.
Describe this term, friends.
They're all, suckers. Send them this. They're jerks anyway. Wow.
Hello?
That's actually, for a blonde, that's pretty easy to drink. I'm not nearly as repulsed as I thought I was going to be. There's your review for you. Matt, did you have some cheers?
I do. Mountain Bike Dave, cheers to him. He came by Tioga today and picked up some beer.
Did he have his mountain bike with him?
No.
Whoa.
He was totally tucked in work, after work related stuff.
Have you seen him with a mountain bike?
Only on social media.
All right. Does he use his mountain bike on the streets, surface streets?
Ooh, that's a great possibility.
Rebel. Wow.
And then cheers out to Niche.
Need a road bike.
She's a new follower of myself on Twitter.
Niche? Yeah. Finally start following you?
On Twitter.
Tasting Niche?
On Twitter.
Finally?
Wow. She's getting kind of slow on the uptake, follow uptake.
And then Tom is a new untapped friend, so cheers out to him.
Good old Tom.
And then cheers out to Reza Asemi.
Reza Asemi.
He purchased the brother probably knows the name of it. The
Cray Croft House.
The Cray Croft House down the street here on Palm.
Former mayor of Fresno and brick creator. Cray Croft.
So he purchased late, that building.
Late 1800s mayor of Fresno.
He purchased that building to do a restoration on it. So,
damn it.
He snuck in there and
my dreams are crushed.
Oh, it's you thought you were going to do it?
Hmm?
You were going to do it? You want those bricks?
Almost, I was like ready, almost like right now I'm going to do it.
I'm so, like, one of
so
his,
close.
One of his other buildings that he owned that he recently completed was Theater 3, which JSA is now in there, Jeffrey mm-hmm. Scott Agency. So it's cool to see he's doing this again, which I think they mentioned it might be another commercial-esque space. Mm-hmm. So doing what the
rezoned for office space.
Doing what the other people that owned it couldn't do.
Yes. So. Bitch and whine about it?
Yeah.
Cheers.
So cheers to Reza.
Cheers to Reza. Cheers to our golden gods. Woo, woo, woo. The patrons of the Perfect Pour, the Golden Gods donate money to the show every month, man. They keep it running.
And sometimes
they got
beer.
Us that Modern Times beer earlier. They donate $5 or more to the show via Patreon. And in return, they get our gratitude and they get to hear the episode, every week's episode, a little bit earlier than the regular public. And we also post the tailgate audio of us hanging out, doing our show notes before the show. And then any other stuff we come out with, you get an early access to, or any other little thing we can think of, like the past beer bench video that was up for a couple days on the Patreon feed before it went out to everyone. So. Thank you. Big cheers to our patrons. Of all time, Dave Renteria, who's moving on to different avenues of drinking, but dropped us off a case of amazing Firestone-inspired beers, and has always been a good patron and everything. So thanks to Dave Renteria. We'll be having some... We've got options in the Firestone department. Many options.
I will be live streaming my personal beer fest pretty soon.
The Nick 80.
He's going to put them under his pillow tonight.
Yep. Oh, yeah. These are going next to me.
Also, cheers, Bobby Bouye, to Val Guy, Marshall_Kroom.
Marshall Kroom?
On Untapped, BeerMe559. And Keefisms and Gucci Crew.
Gucci.
Everybody that shares the show on your own social media or talks about us on your social media or just tells a friend about the Perfect Pour, subscribes to the show on a pod reader at all. These are all cool things you can do to help support the show. And it's very much appreciated. And we appreciate everybody that donates beer to the show. Well, we don't have to pay for too much beer anymore because people are so rad. We've just got beer to go through because you guys donate money to the show and the patrons donate money to the show and then the people donate beer to the show and it all works out great for us. we're living a great life.
Yes.
With our free beer and our podcast and all the beer fame we get.
Hopefully we make it to next
week. Yeah. So Rush Day is coming. Rush Day is our biggest beer geek event in Fresno on a yearly basis. Tioga Sequoia releases. It's a big release day for the Rush Hour coffee stout.
Midnight Rush barrel aged coffee stout.
Yes. It's a big day. It's the biggest beer geek day in locally. Matt knows something about it, but so I, I'm I am thinking it's Star Wars weekend. Unless I have to get forced to work that day, I should be able to go to rush day. Nice. Do you think you'll be able to go to rush day, Nick?
I believe so.
So Matt has forced to be at rush day. He has no choice.
So what are we talking about, Star Wars and rush day?
We're talking about rush day.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that we're all going to be at rush day. You were there last week last year, Nick, rush day? Was that the one where you were with Reggie? I remember hanging out with Reggie, and I want to say that was rush day. It had all the coffee variants last year, right? Mm-hmm. Had like the different coffee makers in town. Yeah, but
Slow Train, Valparaiso, and...
I was there.
Lana. Yeah, you were there.
But I was on my own. I don't remember seeing you guys.
And we saw you.
I was loner. I remember sitting there. I was
hanging out with Reggie, but... Oh, we're going to go. We'll be there this year. I don't know if we'll have a table for that. What sucks is Matt can't be on the show because he's working his day job. So it's like, it's just sort of doesn't make for a complete show. But
hey, you don't need me.
I don't know. We'll do something.
You guys can find
enough. At the very least, we'll be there. So it's a get it.
Sounds like Mikey's trying to get out of recording it.
No, I don't want to get out of recording. I want to record it. But I just don't like it that Matt can't be on in a normal capacity. But so the December 16th?
Correct.
That's rush day in Fresno. If you want to come hang out, there's going to be an unofficial get it. There's going to be many people that listen to the show that are going to be there. It's always the biggest gathering day for people that listen to the show. What's that?
Rush day.
Is that the official Rush Day music? Oh, we're doing Rush.
Yeah, Rush is going to be playing on Rush Day.
See, there's got to be somebody confused that this is the name of the beer, but there's going to be some Rush geek like, oh, I guess it's like a Rush.
Yeah, we confuse Neil every year. He's like, what's going on? Oh.
What's going on?
No, Peart.
Well, I guess that's all I have. PerfectBarPod.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey Top Pour, that's me.
That's you.
Nick 80.
What?
That's Nick. Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Matt. There's all those beer social media. Thanks for joining us. Make sure to be awesome. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And we'll be back with you. We'll be fully engulfed in Thanksgiving and beers.
Happy, happy 5 years to you guys.
Oh, is that where? Was this our 5 year
this
show?
This is our anniversary show.
Five beers.
Thanks for doing this for 5 years together. Thanks for listening and being cool. Cool bros. You guys are cool bros.
Hey. 805 bros.
805. Well, not that cool. Come on.
Small life bars.